Back here on Sportsline on WBAL, Brett Hollander with Orioles first baseman Chris Davis, Daniel Schlereth, Orioles left-hander trying to make this team, will join us in studio coming up next hour. Much more to get to on this edition of Sportsline here on WBAL and WBAL.com. But right now, we are with Orioles first baseman Chris Davis. 33 home runs a year ago, led the team in home runs and RBIs, but we're talking about the playoffs last year. Was it extra sweet for you, and a couple other guys for that matter, to win in Arlington?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you talk about a team that you started with and you have so much history, and the fact that we have so many ex-Rangers, we don't refer to ourselves as ex-Rangers anymore, but it's, you know, for this sake, you know, guys that came from Texas and kind of felt like we were rejects, you know, and we came over here and beat them on their own field and did it when nobody else expected us to. It was unbelievable.
All right, let's talk about that great day on a Sunday in Fenway Park in Boston. I know you're probably sick of talking about it. I remember talking to you the next day, and I think what was really special, really, really special in a really big picture sense about it, oftentimes hitters have bad games, and they find a way to come up big maybe late in the game or extra innings, and that would have been a great story all by itself. Mm-hmm. What'd you go, 0 for 7, 0 for 8?
0 for 8. I went 0 for 8 that game.
How many Ks?
5 Ks.
That's about as bad a day I'm sure you've ever had in your life at the plate.
It's the worst I've ever had.
And if you on that ninth at bat blooped a base hit to win the game, everyone would have been ecstatic. It would have been amazing. If you had a home run right by the pesky pole, it would have been amazing. But no one would have been shocked by what happened. But you went to Fenway Park against, at the time, what, the second highest payroll team in baseball. Yeah. Two innings, one run. You struck out one of the best hitters in baseball, Adrian Gonzalez, on three pitches. Mm-hmm. And you won the game.
Yeah, it was a tough day. It was crazy. That's the one thing about DH, and that's really tough, is, you know, if you don't swing it, you're not really providing your team with any kind of any kind of anything. I mean, you're not picking it defensively. So it was tough. And then, you know, when Buck told me that I was going out to the bullpen, that I had a chance to pitch, I looked at it as an opportunity to kind of turn my day around. And, you know, the fact that I was able to go two scoreless in a friggin' 16th and 17th inning in Fenway was, especially against that lineup at the time, I couldn't have told you I was going to go out there and do that. I just tried to keep the ball low and throw under the radar. And my defense was huge. I mean, the play off the wall and left center that Jonesy and JJ threw Marlon Byrd out at the plate. And then, you know, the double play to end the game. It was the epitome of a team effort.
A couple of follow-ups to that, Chris, and then I'll let you go. One is, at that moment, do the Baltimore Orioles look at themselves and say, something different is going on here?
Absolutely. I think that we all believed at the beginning of the year that we had a special group of guys, a good mix of guys that could do a lot of different things in the game, and obviously a good leader in Buck. But that was the point in the season that I think everybody started realizing that we actually had the ability to compete and to do it against some of the best teams in the AL. And we knew that as long as we, you know, kept fighting and scratching and clawing, that we were going to give ourselves a chance to win, and we ended up winning 93 games.
How good of an amateur pitcher were you?
I was okay.
Great.
No, I wasn't great. I was a hard thrower. My ball moves a lot. Didn't really have a lot of off-speed. Learned that split-finger changeup. But there were rumors that I was going to be drafted as a pitcher late, but I probably wouldn't have gone.
What were you throwing out on the bump that day?
Fastball. My ball, even when we're playing catch, will sink and cut. You know, if I stay over the top, it's pretty straight, but I kind of throw from a three-quarter angle, and I would use that to my advantage. I mean, throwing off the mound, you're going to get a little bit more movement. I basically tried to throw as hard as I could the first few pitches, and then my arm went numb, so I just tried to throw it up there and throw strikes. But the one pitch that everybody always asked me about is the changeup that I was throwing, a split-finger changeup, and it had pretty good action on it that day. I don't know if it was because my arm, you know, was about to fall off, but it was a lot of fun.
Final question. You said you've never really seen the full video of that day. That amazes me.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. I've actually never seen the whole thing. You know, there's highlight clips. People have emailed me or sent me on, you know, Twitter or something like that, of me striking out Salty and Adrian Gonzalez, but I have never actually seen the full two innings, and it's probably something I'd like to get my hands on.
I would say so. Chris Davis, best of health, best of luck this year. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on.
That's Orioles first baseman Chris Davis. We're back with more next year on Sportsline on WBAL.